I do not like to go to the doctor. I do not like those monthly appointments. I try to pretend that they're fun, but they're worse. They're unfun. They're minus none fun. They're a curse. I do not like to go for my checkups. I do not like the routine. My doctor is scary. He's hairy and weird, from the point of his claws to the prick of his beard. You can call me a coward, a scared, or a frightened. You can call me a wimp or a wuss. And that may be true, but you would be too if your neurosurgeon was a platypus. Hello, folks. It is Tuesday, July 15, 2014, and you've stumbled upon the Crayons for President podcast.
Speaking, and don't you forget it. Attention, ladies and gentlemen, this is your pilot speaking.
And this is the pilot's mother. Isn't he so cute, my son the pilot? Look at his tiny little pilot wings. Oh, he's so cute. He's the best pilot ever. Don't worry, he's gonna get you home safe, I promise. Plus, he's single.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen, this is the pilot's murderer speaking. I do not know how to fly a plane. I apologize for the oversight.
Hey, Cook, I need Seth MacFarlane on Rye with Two Broke Girls, Hold the Workaholics, Hold the Whitney, and A Side of How I Met Your Mother.
That's a funny sounding sandwich.
Trust me, kid, ain't nothing funny about it. Thank you. Thanks. Thank you. All right. Gotta get back to the show now. Thanks.
All right, order's up, kid. Here's your sandwich.
Oh, thanks. How much do I owe you?
That'll be, $17.50.
$17.50? That's highway robbery!
Hey! What did you say about highway robbers?
Oh, jeez, Cookie. You didn't tell me there were highway robbers here.
I thought they was with you.
Never mind that. I want to get back to what you were saying about highway robbers.
Oh, it's nothing. I mean, I got nothing against highway robbers. I was just saying that the sandwich, it's too expensive. They charge too much.
Oh. So upon being robbers of the highway, highway robbers are also overcharges of fine sandwiches?
No, I just, I don't want to put up with any, you know, the tomfoolery.
Hey!
My name happens to be Tomfoolery. And I'm sick, and I'm tired of people dragging the good foolery name through the mud.
No, I got nothing against tomfoolery, trust me, it's just, I feel like it's too much money, there's some kind of hanky-panky going on.
Hey! My baby loves to do the hanky-panky.
No, I also love to do the hanky-panky, I feel like I'm getting the short end of the stick here.
Hey, mister!
Who's that? Who's that?
Down here, huh? What you got against short sticks?
I don't have anything against any of you guys. I feel like I'm getting gypped.
No, fair enough.
Yeah, like a gypsy. Yeah, like a gypsy.
Yeah, you get that, like a gypsy. Yeah,
okay. Thanks, guys. Enjoy your sandwich.
You too. Hey, put his sandwich on me, huh? Sorry about that, kid. I got some, I robbed a good highway this week. I got it, don't worry about it.
Oh, thanks a lot, mister. Thanks.
Nobody stands up for us gypsies.
And now, home living with a college sophomore. Karen from Crozet, Kentucky asks, is there such thing as overcleaning our plates and bowls?
Oh yeah, man. Definitely overcleaning the plates. I mean, look, you get out your plate, you get your Hot Pocket, you put your Hot Pocket on the plate, you eat your Hot Pocket, eat the fallout, wipe off the plate, that's a clean plate. That's a clean plate, man. All that touched it was a Hot Pocket. Wipe it off, put it back up there. You use that plate again. No problem.
Drives me crazy, all this soap and dishwashers. That's what's wrong with this world, man. You know that? It's dishwashers. We don't need any of that junk. Nah, man. That's all we need. If everybody gets to have one plate per person, this world would be a better place, man. This world would be a much better place. We all just chill out. Eating Hot Pockets. Wiping off the plates.
That was a mistake. I don't know why we ask this kid these questions. Anyway, that was home living with a college sophomore. God help us all.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain speaking, and this is your captain singing. Attention, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain speaking while chewing a delicious fatty donut because his overbearing bitch wife is not here to tell him what to do.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. This is your flight attendant speaking and mistress of the pilot, who told me that Glenda was his dog's name and that he was not married. If you look out the left window, you could see the pilot attempting to make a landing without a parachute.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen! This is your pilot speaking! In my last moments before death, I just would like to say that my only regret is loving too much!
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. This is your God speaking. Your pilot is with me at the right hand of my throne. I apologize for taking him on such short notice and realize that this could be quite an inconvenience for you all, but I've got to get to the Grammys tonight, and I'll be damned if I'm going to sit in that traffic on the 108. Upon my return, I'd be glad to field any of your complaints. Well, I guess you'll be here when I get back, so I'll see you then. Oh, except for you, the lady in seat F12, the aisle seat, with the three kids on her lap, crying the whole flight. I won't be seeing you.
Hey kids, I hope everybody's having a wonderful day today. You know I am. There's just so many things that make me happy out there in the world, and well, one of those things is making up songs and sharing them with you. And you know, another one of those things that makes me happy is, well, sharing the things that I love with other people. So I figured, hey, why not do both at the same time? So see, I'm gonna sing a few lines about something that I love, and then I'm gonna leave a blank, and I want you to fill it in with something that you love. You ready? I like colored blocks and red-tailed hawks and my hand-me-down Japanese enameled box, statement socks and tossing rocks, but mostly I love big ol'. That was good. Big ol' funny walks would be good, see, because it rhymes with hawks, okay? That was nice, but we're gonna change it up a little bit, so try to keep up here on out, okay? We're gonna have fun. I like One Direction in my bug collection, and in the morning paper I like the funny section. The blonde strip is always perfection, and that Kathy girl, she gives me an. There's so many things to list. Adventure tales with Tom and Huck, movies where grown men and women fall in love. With my hands, I like to pet a lion's mane. With my nose, I like to snort. With my feet, I like to run real quick. And with my fingers, I like to play with my. In public, I like to play with my. Yeah, in a fix, I like to play with my. In public, I love to play with my magic tricks.
All right, everyone, I want to thank anybody who made it all the way through the first official episode of the Crayons for President podcast. I had a good time making it. I hope you had an okay time listening to it. It's Tuesday, July 15th. I plan on doing another one for next Tuesday and the Tuesday after that. So Tuesday, new Crayons for President podcast day. Write that down in your calendars. If you want to participate, if you got something to tell me, if you want to, I got an idea you want me to put on the thing, just let me know and I'll do that for you. Whatever you like, it's all going to go down right here on the Crayons for President podcast. Thank you very much for checking it out.